Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting into details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, happy Monday, which also today is Veterans Day. It is Monday, November 11th, 2024. And again, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Happy, happy Monday, Telly. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Veterans Day. And as always, we appreciate the services of our servicemen and women who served our country to protect our country. And thank you, thank you, thank you. It is your day.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Ms. DT. How you feeling?
All is well, because as I was sharing with Telly when we were doing our prep, it's a whole lot easier to get up when you're on the East Coast. I'm in our nation's capital. I'm in Washington, D.C. So when the alarm went off at 7, I was like, man, this show feel a whole lot. Then when it go off at 6.
You're right. No
qualms about that. Show not feel better.
Hey, D.T., is it wrong to kind of say you a veteran or Veterans Day so you could eat free?
It's absolutely wrong and disrespectful.
Oh, okay. That's very
wrong. I'm not saying I do it, but
That's okay. Extremely disrespectful.
Got you.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, however you, and because I know we're still processing, and Truth Nation, you are going to hear from Telly and I today discussing not only what's going on in Milwaukee from a local standpoint, but we're still going to talk about how we're feeling, how'd we get here, truly. We're going to throw some dabs at the Democratic Party as well, so you definitely want to stay locked in. But going back to your point, Telly, I don't care how you feel about the country right now, we definitely always got to salute our veterans, because quite frankly, when you protect this country, and even for those that were injured significantly or suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, or, you know, have been able to mm-hmm. have successful lives, regardless, you didn't have to. You enrolled, you served, you protected our country, you protected our freedom. So absolutely, thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our veterans that are listening.
Yeah, yeah. I know I have a couple of veteran frat brothers as well as friends, and I joke with them about that. But, I mean, they know how serious I am about the assistance and aid that they should be receiving after, like you said, you serve your country. You know, it's your will, your right, and you do it. And the way that you protect your country, you should come back and be able to be protected as well. And so one of the things that we talked about when we interviewed Tammy Baldwin was the veterans bill that she passed. And it was something that kind of snuck underneath the, swept under the floor. But it was a big deal. And she's providing a lot of aid for veterans in the state of Wisconsin. So, yeah, kudos to her.
kudos to Senator Baldwin, as well as kudos again to all of our veterans. Yes. There are many of us today that are going to be hitting that snooze button because it is a federal holiday. So keep in mind that banks, the majority of banks are closed today. And other federal agencies in our U.S. government, such as our Postal Service, you will not be receiving Postal Service mail today. So yeah, just relax. And I got to put this in one more again. Black women, rest. Don't do nothing but nobody until January 1st. Don't do nothing.
Make sure you keep your job.
Telly, be quiet.
All right.
Black women. Okay, well, since you want to go there, I tell you what. Don't go to work and see who misses who first. Don't show talking about make sure you keep your job.
Yeah.
I guarantee you the majority of us, if we did a strike, y'all would miss us before we miss y'all. That's a fact.
Okay.
I'm sipping my coffee.
Okay.
Okay. Like, for real. Like,
okay.
I'm not the only one that feels this way, Telly. And if you want to go there, we could go there for the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. But black women, get your rest. Anywho, today we're going to be discussing, in the spirit of good news, We Energies just got approved by the state of Wisconsin to do what? I'll give you a guess, Telly.
But you say in the spirit of good news.
Look, I just report, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to give the people what they deserve, and that's the information they want. Yeah. And then our director of content, Kyle Wallace, sent some more good news last night from the Milwaukee Common Council. So there's going to be some changes that we're going to discuss as it relates to our utility or our power bills, as well as property taxes beginning next year. I wish I had. Okay, I will. Let me see. You know what? We're 6 feet above the ground today. If you can hear my voice, that's one good thing we can celebrate. We are 6 feet above the ground today. What else good news can we say before we get into these facts, Telly?
Oh, my gosh. Whew.
Let's see. We're breathing. We're here. Yep. Look, I was going to say, well, eggs are still $80 a dozen.
All right, let's get to that good news then.
Because the Bucks lost over the weekend. They had a bye week. So the Packers had a bye week, right?
Yeah.
You know my team, the ever losing Chicago Bears. We lost yesterday. We can't even score. The Bears have not even scored a touchdown in 2 weeks.
Well,
do you hear what I'm saying?
Is that
a professional football team has not scored a touchdown in 2 weeks?
That Hail Mary destroyed their souls, DT, and their season. They ain't right.
I'll allow it.
And they,
you know what, Ricky
right.
And Telly, you know what, my son Darren, he texted me yesterday. You know what he said to me in the text? Because you know the big dance is this Sunday. The Packers are scheduled to play the Bears at Soldier Field this Sunday, November 17th.
Ooh.
And it is our family tradition. Darren and I, we go to Soldier Field. We tailgate. Because it's always an early game for the most part. So we get to Soldier Field at like 9 a.m. We tailgate. And then we go in there hype with all the other Bears fans. You know what my son sent me yesterday via text? Because, you know, I'm in D.C. I was in meetings all day yesterday. I was here for an induction ceremony for the Lynx. He said, without a good afternoon, good evening, that's why I know he was mad. I get a text message from my son. I open it up. He says, Mom, sell the tickets for Sunday. And I'm like, did they lose that bad? And he said, Mom, we have not scored a touchdown in 2 weeks. Sell the tickets. So if anybody needs tickets, two nice fifth row, 50-yard line tickets, I'm serious, to the Bears-Packers game, holla at your girl, because my son said, he goes, Mom, we can go have a nice dinner. I was like, the Queen Elizabeth II and King Charles don't have a dinner that costs the same amount of these tickets. There's no dinner in the world But yeah, if you're interested, hit your girl up.
Wow.
That's when you know it's terrible, because Darren was like, Mom, the Packers are going to eat us up and spit us out.
Probably.
This is the Good Morning News Show, Truth Be Told, with DT and Taylor. We're giving you all the good news this morning to start your week off.
Probably. I'm telling you that a lot of times you'll have something that'll happen, and you, at that point or at that moment, you're like, man, that's messed up. But no one considers the lasting effects of those things. Hey, just think about it. The Atlanta Falcons ain't been right since they blew that Super Bowl halftime lead. They just starting to get back good. And that was like, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago. I'm telling you, sometimes a play like that, it takes a minute to get over. And
you should have saw the comments, Telly. The comments from Bears and Packers fans. The Packers fans were going in. They were like, yeah, how you feel about Justin Fields now? Or then this one comment from a Packers fan, because they'll let you know. Because whenever they have a comment, whenever y'all, when I say y'all, listeners, Truth Nation, Green Bay Packers fans, y'all so messy. Any comment they make against the Bears, then they'll put hashtag go Pack go. They want you to know, yep, it's a Packers fan. This one Packers fan had a picture of Caleb Williams, our quarterback, with his fingernails blue and orange, and did the fingernail painting emoji and said, the Bears, and put like little musical notes. Y'all gangster with it. I give it to y'all Green Bay Packers fans. Y'all are gangster with it. And guess what the Bears fans could say? Nothing.
Yeah.
But if y'all interested, I got tickets. I got two.
Hey.
I got two tickets. Hit your girl up. When we come back, and by the way, on our Truth Talking text line, thank you, Craig. Craig said, this is my good news, and I love this. He says, DT and Telly, good news. We still black. I know that's right, Craig. Shout out to you, brother, for that encouragement. And good morning. I'm with that, too. When we come back, Telly and I are going to get into, again, the Milwaukee Common Council has unanimously approved Mayor Cavalier Johnson's $2 billion city budget, incorporating not one, not 10, but 25 amendments. What does that mean for you, Truth Nation? You want to stay locked in? Also, we are going to get into the elephants in the room. Is the Democratic Party done? Why did Trump win? And why did Harris lose? And what should President-elect Trump do for this country in his first 100 days? He's already out here making proclamations and decisions. So he's ready. We're going to get into that and more hot topics. We want to hear from you as well. 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
You feel me knocking?
I feel you.
Well, let me in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Let's get right into it. So, Telly, I'm going to give you the clip notes. Want to hear your reaction. Truth Nation, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. If you are on your way to work in your car, maybe getting some breakfast, good morning, and hope you had a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. All right. The Milwaukee Common Council has approved a $2 billion budget incorporating 25 amendments, which include a 2% property tax increase and new referral bonuses. So the clip notes are this. Number one, the 2% tax levy increase will go to $324 million. If you own a property, if your home is worth at least $166,000. That would equate to a $62 increase in property taxes. So the budget is said to increase the property tax levy by 2%. So this means that a home valued, again, at $166,000 would experience a $62 increase. So you definitely, if you own a home in Milwaukee, you definitely want to see what that increase is going to look like from the lens of your home value. The fund also includes a $15,000 employee referral bonus, ranging from $500 to $2,000 for current city employees who successfully refer sworn personal candidates. And this is part of an amendment that was sponsored by Alderman Peter Burgelis and Scott Spiker, which is known as the Sworn Employee Referral Special Fund within the Fire and Police Commission. It also provides $70,000 for the Fire and Police Commission's professional services operating account to hire a social media consultant aimed at implementing a gold standard recruitment process, or excuse me, practice in the digital space. Now, Telly, this budget proposal is going to go to Mayor Johnson, Mayor Cavalier Johnson of Milwaukee, who has until November 19th, which I believe would be next Tuesday, to sign it or issue any vetoes. Thoughts?
I have several thoughts about this, and one of them is the 2% tax or property tax. It doesn't sound like a lot, and you know, most people will say, oh, $62, but this is definitely something that, you know, a lot of small things add up to be a big thing, and this is off of the heels of a 2%, if I'm not mistaken, for the referendum, the MPS referendum that was passed that, you know, that it would affect your property taxes as well. So that's my first thought is you can't just keep, you know, a little here, a little there. But some of the other things I get, like I know some of the fees, you know, that would increase are the snow and ice control and waste removal by 2%. I mean, those things, like, I get. But some of the other things in terms of you need that much money for social media, you know, and you know, recruitment and things of that nature. We talked about it before, and we only talk about it when something bad happens. What about a crisis intervention team or unit or something that when these, you know, someone is a victim of a crime, it's not just them, it's their entire family. And they have never been in that situation before. They don't know what to do and how to get information and things of that nature. Maybe set up crisis teams where, you know, interventions where you can assist these families in getting information about crimes that were committed against them or their family member, or let them know the proper help or counseling that they can get. So in my opinion, yeah, these things, you know, I'm kind of lukewarm about them. But again, let's try to figure out some other ways to start being proactive as opposed to being reactive all the time.
Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. What do you feel are going to be the benefits or disadvantages from this property tax increase of 2%? Which, again, if your home is valued at $166,000 and you live in Milwaukee, you're looking at a $62 increase. Now, to your point, Telly, this is what, and this is when we start talking about the Democratic Party, because we all know that both Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley and the Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson are part of the Democratic Party. That was very clear during this presidential election campaign. And as we start to talk about what can we do differently as Black leaders, as well as what can we do differently as Black leaders who are affiliated with the Democratic Party, this is a prime example. Because to your point, Telly, you know, it's like when you send out these press releases and you're talking about increasing property taxes or increasing sales tax, which, you know, that happened last year, you got to give us more details on the value proposition. You asked the most important question, Telly, and I'm so glad you did, because it reminded me, when you are, and I'll just say it like this, when you are inflicting additional cost to working class people, from your lens, we got to do what we got to do in order to get this. We get that. Just give us, to your point, Telly, how is this going to impact Milwaukee taxpayers in a good way? Mm. What's the benefit? How is this a mutual beneficiary, or how does this mutually benefit both the city in terms of leadership and our public services, like the fire and police department? We get that. But you got to do what you got to do. And quite frankly, that's why there are taxes. But in this current state, where a lot of us, we feel like we've been defeated based on the outcomes of the recent elections, the narrative, it has to be like, okay, these are the three wins from this. Because all I'm seeing is that if I refer someone who gets hired as part of the fire and police mission, I can get anywhere from $500 to $2,000. Now, realistically, Telly, who's waking up in the morning right now and adding that as part of their top five things to do? I got to find somebody to refer. I mean, that's not a priority right now for a lot of us. And then when you talk about increasing property taxes, now people got to go back to the, you know, drawing board and say, okay, can I afford this? Because gas and eggs and bread and groceries and essentials are still astronomical. And guess what? Some, you know, like especially wealthy people who don't know the prices, you know, you think eggs is not a big deal, but guess what's right now happening? The holidays. And I don't know about you, Telly. And I don't know about you, Ricky. Hey, but in my mama's house,
eggs are used.
Everything that she makes
quantity.
Requires it requires eggs.
In mass quantities.
In mass quantities.
Yeah, you're right.
As a matter of fact, Truth Nation, how many times does your auntie, grandma, mama, whomever's hosting, how many times they send you to the grocery store to get what? Eggs. Oh, man, we running low on eggs. Go to the store and grab some eggs. Raise your hand. Look, I'm raising my hand sky high. Yeah. I know Mama Thomas is going to have me going to Walmart. Well, she know I ain't going in there. Either Schnucks, which is a local, St. Louis,
Schnucks.
You know Schnucks.
Yeah.
go to the store and get me some eggs, Denise.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like this, Telly. Look, look at my hand. I'm just playing. I ain't gonna do my mama like that. Like you, look, you got some egg money?
Hey, let me get that card.
my mom gonna be like the lady, the mama on Friday. Go get me some cigarettes.
Make it enough.
Make it work.
Hey. Dan, hit us up, DT, on our True Talking text line, 833-212-1017. He says, with a question mark, this has already been approved, the 2% increase. And to answer your question, like Denise reported, Mayor Cavalier Johnson has to the end, the close of the business day of November 19th, which is next Tuesday, to make amendments to this or just to go ahead and pass it. And Dan came back and said, DT, that's a $186 increase on my home.
See?
Well, you know, already did the math, Dan. So
Dan
and
already did the math.
Out.
I'm mad at Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's look at Marte. Look at Marte's comment. And see, that's what we're talking about, Telly. So Marte on our Truth Talking text line says, MPS wants more. The city wants more. We Energies wants more. When do we get more? Great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
That is so true. Dan follows up with that as well. He said, it sucks because I'm on the higher side of Bayview and never see the benefits of my tax dollars on my block after First Street.
That Bayview money. Ooh-wee. I'm already known.
And, you know, when we come back for break, because look, I want to, Telly and I, we want to give this to you in doses. Because, yes, in addition to the property tax levy, which would, if approved by Mayor Johnson, as Telly had mentioned, on next Tuesday, you've also got an increase with We Energies. And, you know, these utility companies, these power companies, I mean, let's just call it like it is. There's a lot of monopolization going on, if that's a word.
Mm.
And so when we come back for break.
If it ain't, you know what it means.
Do not pass go. Do not collect.
Right.
Any $100. When we come back from break, we're going to get also into, in addition to this that we just reported, the budget being set, the city budget being set to increase the property tax by 2%. This is a $2 billion city budget, which is now awaiting approval or vetoes. I should say signature by Mayor Johnson. We're going to get into the We Energies increases that are going to take place, y'all, January 1st, and will extend through 2026. We got a lot of decisions to make, y'all, because we are in the holiday season and folks are going to be expecting gifts, and we still got to make decisions on these increases that are going to take place. So
candles going to be a real good gift this year.
I'm so weak. That's not funny, but it's true. What'd you say? Hey, Telly, don't make me laugh.
Can't find no candles nowhere, man. That's because they went up on that power.
What'd you say? Thanksgiving dinner is going to be very intimate this year. Right. Turn off the lights. We're having a romantic Thanksgiving this year.
Pull your phone out. I know you got Spotify. Let that thing ride.
I'm weak, Telly, because I'm literally, if my dad was listening, he'd be like, you know what, Telly, that's a good idea.
Hey, he owned us something.
Hey, yeah, go, Dominic, he'd be telling my dad, go order some candles on Amazon. We ain't having no lights during that.
You seen the last light bills.
It's going to be some Teddy Pendergrass and Barry White type of Thanksgiving dinner. Look, why is it so dark in here? It's only 3 o'clock. Shut up and eat.
Hey, DT, you know this conversation right here proves you know when somebody has been poor or they had a lot of money. Well, I don't want to say poor, but didn't have a lot of money. Like, you find a way to make it work.
What?
Yeah, because I don't think we were ever poor. We just didn't ever have a lot of money.
Hey, look, it's going to be like this. Something's different about the casserole this year, the mac and cheese. What's missing? Eggs. This don't taste the same. What's going on? Eggs. That's what's going on. Eggs.
Why you got them chickens outside? Like, look, I just, hey, forget going to get them. I'm just going to get me a chicken, make sure I keep them straight. Cut out the middleman.
Hey, if anybody is selling chickens, holla at your girl, okay? Right. Let me get 10 for $2. Let me get 10 chickens.
Man, shoot. I'm telling you, there's people out there be like, look, just go get me some chickens, man. And it can't be that hard to raise them.
Telly's going to be on Bloomberg and MSNBC's financial channels today. And he's going to be like, man, forget the Dow. I'm telling y'all right now, get some candles and get some chickens. Don't worry about the S&P 500.
Thank me later.
What is that noise in the background, Telly? Oh, that's just my chickens.
Don't even trip.
Elvira, you better drop them eggs now. You got about 10 minutes, Elvira.
Like, what you need?
Wait a minute. After why are we going to be like, we ain't having turkey for Thanksgiving this year. We having chicken. Chicken eggs and candles, y'all. It's going to be on Telly's dinner table this year. All right, we come back for break. You got to laugh to keep from crying, Truth Nation. 833-212-1017. Holler at your girl if you want to go. Look, if you want to buy tickets to the Packers-Bears game, holler at Telly if you got chickens to sell. We gonna rebuild generational wealth in our community, y'all. Let's go. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's a big week for Concordia University, Wisconsin College Scholarship Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This week, we will highlight the many scholarship opportunities they offer students and tell you why your students should apply to attend Concordia. Remember, whether you are a high school student with big dreams or a full-time adult with a busy schedule, Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to help you reach your goals and so much more. For more information, visit CU.edu.
Thank you so much, Truth Nation. Good morning. Good morning to you. Hope you had a great weekend, and thank you for starting your day off here on the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly again. We are celebrating all day and saluting our veterans as today is Veterans Day in the United States. So thank you again to all of our veterans. We honor you. We thank you. We appreciate you for your service and protecting our freedom. Now, before break, we've been talking about, as we are wrapping up another year, we've been talking about some of the increases that are on the table to be approved, including a $2 billion city budget, which would increase property tax levies by 2%, meaning, for example, if you have a home in Milwaukee valued at $166,000, you would then experience a $62 increase in property taxes. Also, another increase that you need to be prepared for is We Energies is increasing your bill once again. So if you are a residential customer, which basically is everybody that's listening, you can expect an electricity bill rate increase as early as January 1st of 2025, and there will be another one that will hit you in 2026. So a typical residential electric bill could rise anywhere between $8 and $9 per month beginning in 2025, and between $9 and $10 a month in 2026. And again, this is according to We Energies. They released this information Thursday, and these are already approved by the state of Wisconsin's three commissioners. Now, what does that mean, Telly? So the average residential We Energies customer with an usage of 660 kilowatt hours per month could expect, again, a $7.62 increase on their monthly bill beginning January the 1st, followed by, in 2026, a $9.73 increase. So this is a cumulative adjustment of $18, well, to be exact, $17.34, but you know how we do as black folks, we're going to round it up to the higher dollar amount. So we're looking at
$20.
An increase. What you say? We went from $17 to $20.
Like, hey, man, they didn't raise my bill $20, man.
Per month.
Per month.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So you're looking at $10 increase in 2025, which is like 5 minutes from now, and another $10 in 2026. So now we're talking about property tax increase, utility bill increase. And again, this has been approved by the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, also known as the PSC. So it's happening.
Now
the property tax increase, that's still on the table, but it's more than likely going to be approved by Mayor Johnson because he proposed it.
Right. Unless someone comes in and convinces him that that amendment, one of the amendments, doesn't, you know, line up. Otherwise, he's probably going to sign it. But DT, going back to the We Energy increases for the next 2 years, the proposed increases, well, not proposed anymore, like you just said, it's been approved. I they give us reasons why they need to increase, right? It was like, oh, we need to do this and we need to do that. But at what point that goal is satisfied and then you could come back and say, hey, in 2027, we're going to decrease it by 2%, or we're going to knock, like, it's never a time where they would come to you and be like, well, you know, we understand that times are tough or this, that, and the other. I mean, thank God they have it where during the winter months they can't turn your, you know, electricity off. But outside of the winter months in Wisconsin, you're not protected by anything. And some people can't afford an extra $10 here, an extra $60 on their property tax, an extra this, an extra that, on top of what they already got going on.
Well, to address your valid points, We Energies released a statement in response to the approval for the rate increase. And they say, quote, "We appreciate the commission's vote in support of our investments to reduce customer outages, build critical infrastructure needed to support jobs and economic growth in Wisconsin, and meet the EPA environmental rules." And again, this was sent in an email from Wheat Energies to the Journal Sentinel in response to the rate increases, which were approved by the PSC. And again, the PSC is the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. So it's happening. And Wheat Energies is saying, hey, we got to do this because we're trying to reduce customer outages. We got to build critical infrastructure to support jobs and economic growth, as well as protect the environment.
Man.
That's the rationalization from Wheat Energies.
Well, I mean, I get it, but I keep looking at Marte's text message, DT, and Marte sent it at 7:25, and I think this sums up everything. Marte said, MPS wants more, the city wants more, Wheat Energies wants more. When do we get more?
And Marte, I don't know if you're still tuned in. I hope so. If you could call in, that would be great. Anyone that has a feeling about this in terms of what does more look like for us, Milwaukee? Because again, Marte, 833-212-1017 brings up a very, very relevant and relatable question. MPS wants more. The city wants more. We Energies wants more, and they're going to get the more. What does more look like for us as Black folks, as Milwaukeeans, as Wisconsinites? What does more? So, when you say that, when do we get more? What do we want more of? Because this is a great time to ask.
Mm-hmm. And if you want streets,
okay, yeah,
you want better streets, and a part of this $2 billion proposal. A lot of it does allocate resources to public safety. And so if that's something that you want, or if you want your, you know, the potholes to be gone, like, this is the time to speak up, because they're asking for more. Why can't you ask for more?
So what is that more?
Yeah.
833-212-1017. Truth Nation, what does more look and feel like for you? What do you want more of as we enter a new year? And a new year we're entering also has a new president of the United States. The new year also has a now GOP control. Well, I don't want to say the word control. A GOP-led Senate. And the House is hanging by a thread in terms of having a majority Democratic representation. It's hanging on by a hair. Votes are still being counted. So what does more look like for us? What do we want more of? Because to your point, Telly, and to Marte's point, everybody else seems to be getting more.
Mm-hmm.
What's our more?
You ask not.
What's your more, Telly?
You have not because you
more?
Ask not. My more, I think, would just be opportunities. Just opportunities for people to get a chance to get a better life, because there's a lot of people that are struggling. They're not struggling because they want to struggle. They're not struggling because they're incapable of being more successful. A lot of times it's just opportunities. And so I would like, my more looks like more opportunities for advancement for our people, our community. That's what I would say my more looks like.
My more, I'm commerce driven. So, you know, a stimulus check every month wouldn't hurt. I mean, you ask.
I didn't say I was opposed.
Let me be clear. I don't care who it comes from. Some people are like, oh, you know, Trump was the reason why we got those stimulus checks. We all know.
It's Congress that gives it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we all know. But here's the thing. I don't care.
But if he won't take credit for it, yeah.
Hey. He's president-elect, so I'm not going to sit there and be like going back and forth with folks about who's really the source of stimulus checks, but I'll take one every month. That could be my more.
Yeah.
Because look, Craig, I'm dying. I'm weak. Craig on our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. He says, Telly, candles. He said, hell, pieces of fancy wrapping paper over soap. Craig said he's wrapping up toilet paper. He's wrapping up soap. He's wrapping up dishwashing liquid, paper plates. That's what y'all getting from Craig this holiday season. I love it. I'm here with you, Craig.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Henry on our Truth Talking text line says, not to worry. Trump is going to drill, baby, drill. that fixes everything. I hope so. He's the president now.
See,
well, he's not the president now.
Here's the thing.
I hope so.
Here's the thing, DT. I know for me, I can speak from my lens. I have come to grips that he is the president-elect, and he is going to be the 47th president come mid-January. Now, I'm not rooting against the guy. I mean, he's still the president of the country I live in. So, I just want it to happen. Like, if drilling is going to fix everything, I'll wait for it. I'll see. I hope it does. Henry, I hope it does. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm not rooting against him. I mean, that'd be rooting against myself. But I just don't know how all these things are going to get fixed just because he's backed in office. But I'm here for it.
Man, and you know what? The Trump supporters on our Truth Talking text line, it's like, you can't tell them nothing. Like, President Trump is perfect. He's going to make sure he fixes all that. So I'm just waiting. Yeah. I'm waiting because, to your point, Telly, he is going to be inaugurated in January, and he will be this country's 47th president.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate the fact that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, President Biden, as well as our U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who was reelected, have all publicly stated that they are going to work with the Trump administration. Because at this point, we definitely need to be more unified. When we come back from break, we want to hear from you again, 833-212-1017. What does more look like for us? As Marte has asked a great question, when do we, as tax-paying citizens, get more? And now that we are heading into a new administration, the Trump administration, beginning January of next year, what should Trump be doing in his first 100 days? And what should the Democratic Party be doing? I can't wait to talk about this because y'all failed miserably. 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Happy, happy Veterans Day. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, we have been talking about the increases that we are going to be hit with beginning in the new year across the city property taxes, as well as we energies. And we already know that this Thanksgiving and holiday season, eggs... Bobby, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. Thank you for your patience. What is your question or comment?
Hey, DT and Telly. My comment is this. You asked what I would want. I own a few properties in Milwaukee, and okay, things have to raise, and we understand why a lot of this stuff is raising in cost. But what I would like as a trade-off, every year I have to register my vehicles, and my vehicles is always around $300 a piece to register. And then I have to pay for parking permits for the whole year. So what I would like as a trade-off from the city, since they want to go up $62 here and go up for We Energies there and MPS there, since I own the property, why don't you waive my registration rights and just give me 2 free parking slots every year for my vehicle so I don't have to pay for a parking pass to park on the street that I have to pay to get fixed and I ain't got no control over. Since I paid my property taxes, why don't you let me have a vehicle registered for free to drive on such streets? I mean, man, give us a break somewhere, because the only people that's paying is people that own things. A lot of times what's happening is that we have people that, you know, maybe renters or some people that make, you know, maybe lower on the income bracket that's getting a lot of free services that people that own anything ain't privy to. And I'm just a little tired of having to pay the bill for everything that increased on my back, and people that's really not doing anything get the benefit everything. Like We Energies, you know, that energy assistance thing. I ain't qualified for energy assistance in over 20 years. But, you know, there's nothing that they can do for me.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. So do something for me by lowering what I have to pay as an owner of something. You know, as an owner of a home, give me what is my brace? Give me some rights. I mean, really give me something that's beneficial. I can't count on my garbage being picked up the right way. You know, I can't count on the vacant lots being cut and not being illegally dumped in. You know, and when I call, it could be a month before somebody even come out and look. And I happen to be somebody that understand how things work in the community, so I know ways of how to get things done, but I have to put way more effort into getting those things done than I should have to as a homeowner. That's my job is not working in the city or community organizing. So that's what I would say. Give me something to put something back in my pocket on a yearly basis that's tangible. Waive my vehicle registrations and waive me having to pay for parking permits or parking tickets, because those are vampires that come out in the middle of the night and give you a ticket for legally parked just because you're on the wrong side of the street because it ain't the even or odd day.
Wow.
So that's not what they give me.
Bobby, thanks so much. You make so many valid points, and those are a lot of things that people that don't own, you know, properties and multiple vehicles even think about because they don't have to. But, man, Bobby, that is
one way.
He
broke it all the way down.
Yeah, he did. He did. And
Bobby, you are officially an effective communicator because he gave you the facts.
Yeah.
You know, his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I want – Bobby, look, we should use that as a commercial.
Yeah, no, that's real.
Bobby
that's
broke
real.
It all the way down.
Al, yeah,
you've been patient. Yes,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is, in order to do any trade off, you're gonna have to change the whole staff, starting with the Crowleys and the Cavalier Johnsons. You will never benefit from anything if they are indoctrinated. You will never benefit from anything if the representation and the delivery is very J. Roje when it comes to the inner city, but now it is a very fine wine when it comes to downtown. So that's the only way we're going to have to get any trade-off. We got to get rid of the people that's in the room. And remember this, and this is where it gets rich. Do you recall it was a big argument downtown in Cavalier Johnson called a black woman a racist? Do you also remember that Cavalier Johnson left and right-hand man did not endorse him? And when he ran, he did not have nobody blacks standing next to him. So we have to look at the delivery of things when we have a new person who represents us. Because when the representation gets very Milwaukee Beast, then the pride and to the point that your bank account for to be raped in the inner city to make another part of the city prosper. So we have to get the only trade we're going to do, or the only trade-off is you got to get rid of the representation that represents you.
Okay, so let me interject, Al, because I appreciate when you call in and you give us your very hardcore truth. I appreciate it about you.
Yes.
What I want to hear more from you, Al, if you would consider this, is we understand how we got here from your lens. What do you propose as the solutions? What should we do next in terms of what do you want more of, and then how do we get to that point?
Well, first of all, Racine should not be handling no street lights that runs. That Racine should not be control over the street lights in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We need new equipment on the streets. Downtown, they have brushes that goes on the sidewalk, okay? We don't have that. We have old equipment. We should not have no voodoo salt and charcoal being put in potholes that's the size of baby caskets. That's wasting taxpayer dollars. It should not take no 365 days to fix a issue with reckless driving, but 24 hours only for a pay increase for a salary that you did not earn and you have not did anything miraculously to show that you earned that. How about that?
All right. Well, thank you, Al. When we come back from break, we want to hear from you as well. 833-212-1017. The second hour of Truth Be Told is coming live to you, and we've already got a number of text messages from our valued listeners that are communicating, what does more look like? What do we need more of, and what's the best way to get it? Stay locked in. The second hour of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is up next.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.